Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Reasons Why I Drink.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, boys and girls. You can really tell who is a morning person and who is not.
Is it Tuesday or Wednesday?
Today is Wednesday.
Best morning ever!
This is the worst day ever.
The worst.
So, which is it?
That's totally up to you.
Let's roll the dice on it.
It's fine.
It's showtime.
So sometimes when you get up in the morning, you think to yourself, I'm not so sure I slept very good last night. I don't feel like I slept very good last night. And then you get out of bed and you look at the state of your bed. And when I say the state of your bed, I'm talking about the way the covers are completely jacked up.
Mm-hmm.
And you know you didn't sleep at all.
Awesome.
I think that's what happened to me last night. Because I got up and looked at my bed, and it looked as if several teenagers had been wrestling in the bed. It was a complete disaster, all wadded up, pillows everywhere. I'm laying in the wrong position to begin with when I get up.
Wow.
I can't even find the nightstand.
And you're blind and it's dark.
Yeah. And of course, you know, that's worse for me because I wear glasses. And until I get them on, I couldn't be blinder.
I feel you.
There's no light. I have to have a total darkness to sleep. No light. It must have been an interesting night. I remember pieces of the dreams. This may be a tough day. I don't know.
May we all get to grow up in a red, white, and blue little town. Tennessee was dead.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. Wake up with The Wolf Show, 6:13. Anybody go see the president? Anybody see any aircraft activity yesterday that interested you?
No, we even went outside of our house around like 8:30 and he was supposed to take off and we didn't hear or see anything, but we watched it on TV.
Yeah, I saw that he had don't call. I know what you're going to say. Basically, Air Force Two, the vice president's plane, as Air Force One. And I was thinking about it. It's probably due to the fact that that runway in Winston-Salem is so small, they could get the big one in there.
Yeah, I don't.
He almost knocked being at the airport there. Like, he said something in reference to it, and it was too funny. He said a lot of things that I just kind of giggled at, really.
Yeah, I wonder what the pilots think when they're told, okay, we're going into a smaller airport. Oh, God.
Here we go.
How are we going to handle this? How are we going to get this thing in there? How are we going to get it? Oh, no. You got to be doing that stuff. I don't really know how much runway is required for these planes. You know that they do a lot of training on the president's plane, the main plane, mm-hmm. that is Air Force One when he's on it. They do a lot of training at the Greensboro Airport because the runway there is huge and they can do touch and goes and practice.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that runway at Smith Reynolds compares to the one at PTI. I'm sure it pales.
Sure, it's waste.
One of them girls.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. 627, good morning to you. It's the Wake Up with The Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase here.
Hey.
Ellen DeGeneres is coming back to the studio and starting up her talk show again on Monday, September 21st.
Ooh, the tension.
She has posted, I can't wait to get back to work and back to our studio. And yes, we're going to talk about it. Well, now, between the time she made this decision to go back to the studio, there is someone else come forward that used to work in her house.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that Ellen was the worst person I've ever met in my life.
Mm.
She wants to remain anonymous. Is telling people sometimes she would yell at us, but it was more about the incredibly condescending tone she would use. She treated you like you were nothing. She was going to torture you, and you were just going to sit there, listen, and take it because you were being paid.
Those are some pretty strong words.
They are, and I feel like I believe them, but at the same time, I'm wondering if someone's behind the scenes paying these people to say these things. Because I'm like, how could someone just be so awful all the time?
I don't know. None of this surprises me. I mean, do you think that Ellen is as sweet as she comes across on TV? Hell no. I don't believe that for one second.
I mean, I'm not as sweet as I come across on here. So,
That's right. I mean, we know that.
So dictator.
I'm just like, you know, is everybody so shocked? It's like the guy who said Jerry Seinfeld was a jerk to him. Of course he was. Nobody should be shocked that these out-of-touch celebrities act this way. They're enabled to act this way. Sorry.
You know, I'm with you, Dale. I mean, I'm not shocked at all about this.
Not.
I mean, sooner or later, everything's going to come out. As Miranda Lambert would say, it all comes out in the wash.
Anyway, first live show back in the studio on Ellen is Monday, September 21st. Second season of The Mandalorian premiering on Disney Plus October 20th.
This is the way.
Even if you don't like Star Wars, I think you'd like that show. It's kind of like a Western kind of a thing. In space, it's hard to describe.
Wait, he kind of comes through a saloon door similar in the first season, so I kind of get where you're coming from. It's awesome.
It's like a space wanted dead or alive kind of thing. I love it. Apple's going to reveal the iPhone 12 September 15th at 1. Two models and two Pro models expected to be unveiled.
Again, they'll be lined up for them.
That is, again, is two standard models and two Pro models. I guess they figured they have the iPad Pro. Why not have the iPhone Pro?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You imagine how much that's going to cost?
I think it's going to be like the top line is going to be around $1,400. I think.
It's too much.
The reason why they're going to sell it for that much is they're going to say, oh, it has 5G capabilities. But from what I've read, it's like low-end 5-grade, like...
Well, only like two cities in the country have 5G, you know? I mean...
Exactly.
You can't tell me that 5G is working like it's supposed to anywhere right now. I expect it to be a full year before 5G is working properly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know it's supposed to be a game changer. I understand all that. Here's some bad news for you. And I think this is going to just roll across the country. Has anybody but me been curious about how they're going to handle Halloween this year? LA County says they're banning door-to-door trick-or-treating. Go ahead, Annie.
I was going to say, I'm on the Nextdoor app for my neighborhood, and it shares with quite a few neighborhoods around me. And there's all this talk about what are people doing. They think we shouldn't take this away from the kids. First of all, the socially distance is, you know, a big thing when it comes to trick-or-treating anyways, unless, you know, you're just with your family for the most part. And you don't have to touch the people. We can come up with different ways to trick-or-treat. And everybody's wearing a mask for the most part anyways, too. So I think it's one less thing we have to rip away from kids this year.
And the costumes are easy. Everybody just goes as a doctor.
You're right. That's right. Or a cat.
Parties and trunk-or-treats are also banned in L.A. County. Finally, the coronavirus vaccine that's being worked on by one of the big companies, AstraZeneca. They have placed their coronavirus vaccine trial on hold now because one participant suffered an unexplained side effect as a result of the vaccine shot.
Here we go.
Yep, vaccines made by Moderna and Pfizer are continuing with their stage 3 trials. AstraZeneca wouldn't say what the side effects word that the patient suffered, but they're on hold.
Ooh, that's scary, though. Like, do you really want to be the first one to get the first wave of a trial drug? I don't think so.
So no only way. Two companies now are continuing to work on the vaccine, and they're in stage three. I don't know how many stages there are. Is there stage four or five? I don't know. Anyway, two more are working on it. I think optimistically, maybe by the first of the year, somebody will have one.
Pour me another drink.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with The Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase, thanks for having us on this morning. Have you been in a restaurant at all lately, either one of
you?
I know you did. You said that over the weekend, on your weekend trip to the mountains, that like nobody at Gatlinburg was wearing a mask. Nobody.
No. That's probably where the Rona started.
The Rona is flourishing in the mountains of Tennessee.
It is.
Annie, have you been in a restaurant lately?
Yes, I went to one on Sunday.
Were people there wearing a mask?
Only to the table.
Yeah. That's the thing, isn't it? You wear the mask in, and then you get to the table, and then you take it off. I saw a guy very recently. He would keep the mask on until he was ready to take a bite. Then he'd lower the mask, take the bite, then replace the mask.
That's a little too much.
He would pull it down, eat the bite, up with the mask on the face, and did that the whole meal.
Nah, that's a little too much. Nah.
By the way, the experts say that's not necessary. You're probably contaminating your mask even more by handling it so much and moving it around. So that's probably not necessary. You're better off to put it in your pocket. They also say don't put it on the table either. You never know how well they clean the table.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
I mean, I will say this. In the places I've been, it appears they're doing a very good job of getting on top of wiping those tables down thoroughly.
You're right. The places I went this weekend were not as sticky as they normally are.
There was a reduced level of stickiness, which makes me feel good.
It was a level 3 stickiness.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, if you're doing that with the mask, they say that's not a good idea. So don't do it. Just take the mask off when you get to the table and put the mask in your pocket.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
It's bow time.
Some girls never do.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Jameson Rogers and Some Girls, 6:53. Good news story time. What you got, Annie?
So, there is a university that has completely changed the way college graduations are going to be, at least until we get rid of all this COVID stuff.
COVID!
You know, they've been similar. They're joyous occasions. They have inspiring speeches from special guests, excited students, and lots of happy tears from proud parents. And often some from, you know, your graduates and professors, too. But, of course, this year, the graduation ceremonies have been different because many of them are going online because of the pandemic. So the Indian Institute of Technology of Bombay held their summer graduation ceremony on August 23rd. And as at many universities across the world, the entire event was held digitally. This event, though, went, like, above and beyond for the students there, which is so cool. Instead of, you know, just logging onto a simple Zoom video or Google Meet call, the school didn't want to deprive the students of their sense of achievement and pride on their special day, so all 2,186 graduates were given a personalized avatar for the online event. So I've seen a clip of it. It looks pretty cool, but it's just like a real-life ceremony. These avatars walked along a digital version of the graduation stage to pick up their degree from the big director there. And all the family and friends were able to watch the graduates doing all those things, too, because they held it on two of their Indian channels out there that were telecasted, as well as YouTube and Facebook Live. And, you know, just as, you know, a typical graduation after the formal event, they could walk around with their avatars and bump into old classmates or faculty and stuff like that. And you could also virtually roam the campus one last time and check in on your old departments or your dorm room. Yeah, and they could say hello. There was a co-recipient of the Nobel Prize that was there, so they could talk to them. I mean, it was just crazy the way they have this set up. And the university said that they did this more than anything just because they wanted to enthuse the graduates as well as other engineers in the country to think big and think innovatively. So I just,
there you go.
Well, I would expect an engineering school to come up with something like that, or at least something cool like that.
2,186 individual avatars.
You imagine the meeting where the guy got to sign it. Hey, Doug.
Doug.
Got something for you, buddy.
Hope you brought lunch.
Gonna need you to create over 2,000 avatars. Gonna need them by COB tomorrow. Because that's the way it works, isn't it? Hey, Doug.
Always.
656.
We've been to both Carolinas.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. There's Russell Dickerson and Love You Like I Used To. 712 and Fast Casual Magazine has printed this, so it must be true.
Uh-huh.
Sushi restaurants may start opening in Walmart supercenters.
Ooh.
The company, company is testing the concept in a store in Northwest Arkansas. And when I think sushi and fresh fish, I think of Northwest Arkansas first.
Right.
The sushi restaurant offers California rolls, shrimp rolls, crab rolls, and other chicken and seafood dishes.
Okay. I'm not going to diss it because I would try it. I'm a big fan of sushi.
I love
so
sushi.
If it's a one-stop shop, if you can get your groceries, your underwear, and your car parts, and get sushi in one place, I mean, I'm down.
I almost feel like it's on the same level as gas station sushi.
I think we're a little higher up.
Yeah.
I'm worried.
Well, we're going to find out what happens when this test period is over at that Walmart store in Northwest Arkansas.
Remember, and I have get sick and die.
Yeah. And I have a feeling that the reason why it's happening in Northwest Arkansas is because it's near the headquarters of Walmart, and they're keeping it local.
Yeah. I want to make sure they can keep an eye on the whole concept. But hey, you know what? They've tried everything else. They got banks, they got subways, they got haircutting places. Why not a sushi bar?
Yep.
You know, that's really
the, I try it.
That's really the only thing they haven't tried. When you think about it, they got everything else in there.
93.1 The Wolf.
Hey, I'm a biscuit. A good enormous. Yeah.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 725, way back Wednesday. It's the anniversary of Elvis Presley's appearance. First appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Yeah, I believe back in 1956.
Nobody knew how to work up an audience like Elvis Presley did.
Yeah!
He'd play that 2001 intro, and the crowd would go nuts. Because when they hit this part right here, that's when he walked out on stage. And he would just walk around and wave. And he would do this cool backwards walk. It wasn't the moonwalk. That was later. He would do this cool backwards walk that, to this day, I look at it and go, man, you are so cool.
Oh, man.
Nobody has ever been able to whip up an audience like Elvis Presley did, man.
Until you've seen Dale O'Brien open up for a band.
And he always opened up with this one. I said, see, CC Rider. Oh, see, what you have done. Well, you made me love you. And now, now, and now you never look. I don't think even he knew what he was saying.
At that point, do you really care?
Nah, it's just Elvis is on stage and he's moving around. Yeah, so, wow, what a moment in music history.
Mm-hmm.
726 now on Way Back Wednesday.
Girl, you know I've been... Oh, yeah.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 732. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase.
talking about this Facebook thing in a sec, but I was just checking this wildfire situation.
It's out of control.
You know, there's the California wildfires, but in Washington, get this. Fires covered more than 330,000 acres in 24 hours.
It's insane. That's hard to wrap your head around.
It is burning that state to a crisp.
In reality, like, what can they? You can only do so much in those situations.
Mm-hmm.
330,000 acres burned in 24 hours.
Yeah, and we just got, what was yesterday? We were talking about how one of them started due to a gender reveal.
Gosh, you know how terrible those people must feel.
Yeah, that's in California. And the lady who started those parties, there's a woman who started that. She's gone on to every platform she could go on and say, hey, stop these stupid parties. Nobody cares but you. Stop it. That's her quote. Stop these stupid parties. Nobody cares but you.
That's how I feel about them.
All right. Speaking of things that nobody cares about but you, let's talk about Facebook.
That's right.
Okay.
Maybe you've already deactivated your Facebook account because, you know, Facebook's a cesspool with
idiots,
all kinds of things that make you depressed and spreads misinformation, exploits your personal data, all that.
No.
Well, if you haven't, the rest of us are about to get paid. Facebook's going to start paying people to deactivate their Facebook and Instagram accounts for 1 to 6 weeks leading up to the election in November. They're offering between $10 and $20 a week to deactivate your account, so you could get up to $120 if they ask you to be part of this research project, they're calling it. They want to know how big of an impact they make on democracy and if they really are destroying democracy like everybody says they are. You'll be getting a message from Facebook or Instagram offering to pay to have you log off for a few weeks. You know, you can deactivate your account, you know, temporarily, and you just click the button to get back on. So you could get up to $120, but they'll notify you that they're going to do it. Now, what makes me immediately, my antenna goes up. How many scammers are going to be out there letting you know that, you know, deactivate your account now. Now, we'll need your bank account information to deposit your money, so you'll need to give that to. Watch out for that.
Yes. I'm sold. I'm sold.
Yeah, I would do it.
the things I would do for $20, let alone $120.
Oh, really? I got some gutters I need cleaning out over here.
Whoa, no. You reach up there, snake hiding in that. Nope, not doing it.
Yeah, me neither.
Woke up late today and I still feel the sting of the pain, but I brush my teeth anyway. I got dressed through the
big plans. She don't know. She don't know. I got some big, big plans.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase at 7:42. Welcome to your Wednesday.
This morning, the Wake Up with the Wolf Show salutes Wagram, North Carolina, population 598. I'm not making it up, okay? Salute. I'm going to do it. No. Salute.
Salute. More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
Hinge is pure water.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf, Jake Owen and Homemade at 7:54. It's time to celebrate.
Cause it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregating. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Checking, testing. Come in, please.
I can't hear anything. I'm so sorry. Happy birthday to you if you're celebrating today. You share that birthday with Hunter Hayes, who's 29. Kelsey Asbill from Yellowstone, she's 29. Michelle Williams, 40. Michael Bublé, 45. Hugh Grant is 60. And Adam Sandler is 54 and still rocking out everything he can on Netflix. Some local birthdays for you. Hunter Devine of Moxville, Daniel Harrison of Winston-Salem, Edwin McCray of Greensboro, Madison Hall of Walkertown, Chad Fulp of Westfield, Gretchen Nietz of Kernersville, and my older brother, Jamie. Happy birthday, Brubby. I love you so much. Get your birthday in now by going to the website, 931wolfcountry.com. And just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up With The Wolf Show, 804, Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase, off to the land of law and order. It's Nimrod News time.
Mm-hmm.
And today it's sort of turned into naked news.
Naked or naked?
Ooh. Well, the difference between naked and naked, let me explain for those of you who don't know. Naked is when you step out of the shower, and naked is when you're outside in somebody's backyard, you're up to something.
Right.
That's naked. These are all sort of naked stories. Pritchard, Alabama, the police there recently arrested William Lawrence after he stripped naked, stole a golf cart, and took a joyride through town.
Just letting the air, yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Catching a breeze.
Yep.
Several metal workers who were on a job spotted Lawrence before jumping in their trucks to pursue him.
Wow.
They called 911 before cops located Lawrence, drunk out of his gourd and completely naked on the golf cart. They charged him with lewdness, public drunkenness, and theft because he, of course, stole the golf cart.
Right.
Well, good for the guys going after him, because I can't find any situation that I would go after somebody who's a naked man.
No.
I want to know, is there a picture of him going around? Like, is the good kind of naked or the kind nobody wants to see?
No, there's nobody who's naked out in public that you would want to see naked out in public. Those people don't go out. It's like nude beaches. Nobody at a nude beach belongs on a nude beach.
Nope.
They need to be on a fully clothed beach.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's a new way to ranch now, and the way to do it is naked.
Okay.
This rancher in Montana is going viral because he herds cattle, chops wood, fishes, the whole nine yards, no clothes on.
Rich, I was thinking the dip.
Hold on. Hold on. You've got plenty of opportunity here to stand by. Rich Power says, I love being naked, and I love being a naturist. Anything that involves a blade, I avoid for safety reasons.
Yeah, the whole chopping wood. Well,
hold on. He says he will chop wood with an axe, but that's as far as I will go. I don't want to slice anything off. Right. I did once wear chaps and a helmet to use the chainsaw for an Instagram pic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my safety God. First. What is this world that we're in right now?
But if I'm honest, I regretted it. All my posts tend to be organic and natural. While that one felt like it was mainly for my followers. I like being the oddball, and I like being naked. It frees my spirits.
Next. So go ahead,
Andy. Gotta share it with the whole world? I just don't get it.
Hey, it's working for him. He's getting lots of attention. People are talking about it. I bet he's got a gazillion followers on Instagram.
And next, he's going to learn how to juggle chainsaws.
Yep. Finally, Florida police recently arrested Dave Dunaway for stealing his neighbor's mail while he was naked. The 64-year-old started yelling at his victim. He tried to attack the woman as she drove away. She was like, what are you doing out here? He became upset and tried to attack her. She decided to threaten David with a handgun.
Wow.
I won't shoot it off. And Dave ran off. They're still trying to figure out what to do with Dave.
That's a lot of naked news in one day, Dale. I appreciate that.
I know, and it wasn't surprisingly that hard to come up with all of it. She's right. What kind of world are we living in here?
Whew. She rattled the ass in my plastic cup. I said, yeah, it's gonna be all right.
New Country, 93.1, The Wolf. There's David Lee and Kenny Chesney. It's 8:12 now. This fire situation is absolutely unbelievable.
It's very unbelievable.
The state of Washington is virtually burning. There is a town there that has 80% of the town has been destroyed.
Yeah.
by the fire. The post office, the fire department, city hall, library, all of them destroyed.
And sometimes there's only so much you can do, and sometimes there's nothing you can do.
There's another town that's over nearby, and half the buildings there have been destroyed by the fire. They say that it appears, if you just looked at it, as if the whole area had been bombed.
Jeez.
It says the scale of the disaster in Whitman County cannot be expressed in words.
It's so sad to hear stories like this.
The amount of acreage that is on fire, 330,000 acres burning, 58 fires across the state were started Monday.
Out west, is there like a budget for like firefighters? Like every year they're like, okay, this much goes towards fighting fires. I don't know. Is that a thing?
It must. They would have to have that because of the high risk they have of these fires. The two biggest fires, by the way, one of them is 174,000 acres on fire right now.
Oh, gosh.
In a place called in Douglas County called Pearl Hill, and 163,000 acres on fire right now in Cold Springs, Washington. It's unbelievable.
It's hard to wrap your head around that.
What's amazing is there have been no reported deaths because of this fire. And you know, and you know who's the most likely to die are these firefighters who are trying to fight this thing.
What about the animals and the wildlife? I'm so sad.
Yeah, it's bad news, but they're working on it. They're doing the best they can. Firefighters from all over coming to help them out. 8:14 now here for us. Rain today and tomorrow, by the way. A few rainy days coming up.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
A fine timepiece.
And now it's time for
five things you need to know.
And the five things you need to know for today are very short, sweet, and to the point. One involves Dale's favorite technology company, Apple.
Oh, God. Please. Please tell me that new iPhone's coming. I got to get in line.
Well, they are. They're going to reveal their iPhone 12 on September the 15th at 1 o'clock Eastern. I know it is.
That's sarcasm, ladies and gentlemen.
In case you didn't recognize it.
They're saying that there are going to be two standard modes and two pro models that are expected. And last time I looked, I think one of the top-tier pro models was going to be around $1,400. So, you know, pocket change, right?
You know, you can buy a pretty nice laptop for that.
Exactly. Just get the laptop. That's what I'm thinking. If you go to Walmart in Arkansas or Arkansas, you're going to notice... I had to do that. There's a sushi restaurant. They are testing out inside of Walmart. I'm gonna have to say I'm gonna try that if it makes its way here.
Yeah, I would too. I'll be honest with you. I love sushi. Everyone on the show loves sushi. We all do. Mm-hmm.
They're gonna have California rolls, shrimp rolls, crab rolls, and other chicken and fish dishes. So
what's with the chicken though? What's with the chicken? Why are you trying to wedge that in there?
I don't
understand that.
I don't know. Maybe the cooked aspect of it. Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
But anyway, if you're Robert Carlton of Greensboro, you're pretty happy man right now because he won $4 million on a 100 times the cash scratch-off ticket, according to North Carolina Education Lottery press release.
How much is that scratcher cost to buy the car?
$20.
That's a $20 scratcher. Okay.
And he cashed it in and got it at Sandy Ridge Mart on Sandy Ridge Road in Colfax, right down the road from the station here.
Are you kidding me?
Well, that's where he got it. Could have been you, Dale.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's not, because you have to play to win, Dale.
No, but remember how we used to go to down there? We used to go down there to get tickets when it got way up there, and we say, oh, well, each buy whatever, quick pick, and then we'll split the $300 and gazillion dollars or whatever. Never once did I win a dime. Not one red cent.
You guys have me now, though, and I provide the luck and the knowledge and the skill of the lottery from my prior Baltimore days. So we'll go in together.
Okay.
All right.
Bring her experience to bear on the situation.
And if we lose, it's her fault.
That's right.
We lose together.
That's right. This week is a very, very nice week to be had. It's National Biscuit and Gravy Week.
Oh, let the angels sing. There is nothing better than biscuits and gravy. Come on.
Sausage gravy.
Yes.
A little extra salt, a little extra pepper. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I could eat a big, big platter of it right now.
I hear you. Last but not least, here's your fun fact of the day. I did not know this as much as I like to dive into president history and things like this. But did you know former presidents get free postage for life?
No, I didn't know that. That is a fascinating fact.
Exactly.
I would literally ship a treadmill.
That really was a fun fact.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. The holiday creep is underway. The Halloween creep started about 3 weeks ago, where they started getting Halloween candy out. And I was in the Walmart grocery store the other day, and they had several guys working feverishly to get that whole display put up.
Because the deadline was yesterday, basically, in any retail. It was yesterday. It should have been up.
Done. Why isn't this up?
Yep.
So they're working on that. Now, there's also a new shoe coming out for the holiday season. This is a special Nike Halloween shoe. It's a Nightmare on Elm Street Freddy Krueger shoe.
Oh, good.
It's the new Air Max 95s inspired by Freddy Krueger. The design is based on Freddy's striped sweater. The famous sweater that he wore in all those movies, although they use red and brown, but not any green on the shoe. Inside on the heels, there's a bloody swoosh logo, and there's some very light blood spatter. There's also some gray on the toes to represent Freddy's razor glove. The shoes will be available sometime next month.
I gotta say, it's a shoo-in that I'm not wasting my money on that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So, my question now, how much is it?
They have not released the price of the shoe yet. They have released a publicity photo of the shoes. All I can tell you is they look just like an old pair of sneakers.
But I think we can all agree it costs $3 to make.
Yeah. That's a lecture I gave my son every time he wanted to buy a pair of shoes. You know, those are made in a sweatshop by some kid younger than you, right? Yeah, so what? Yeah, I want it.
Yeah.
He's like, I like it.
And then later when he got to be a smart aleck and he got to be a funny kid, you know, I was opening some box that he had purchased, and it was kind of a fancy box and had all these things that flip open and special compartments that hold everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, be careful. Children work very hard on box.
He got you on that one.
Yeah, don't mess that up. Children work very hard on
proud
box.
Dad moment.
So, we got some shoes coming out. We got all the decorations out. Now, Annie, you say you love Halloween. I could care less about it. Are you going to be doing a lot of decorating for Halloween?
No. I am not an indoor decorator at all. I grew up with a mother who went all out, and the cleanup and the storage and the bringing it back out for all the seasons ruined me for life. It's too much work.
Your mother slaved over that for your benefit. She did it
wasn't for me.
And your sibling. Yes, she did.
That's so for ungrateful.
Her. That is for her. She loves that stuff. I'll do the front porch only.
These ungrateful children these days.
What an absolute ingrate. Your mother slaving, trying to put up those Christmas decorations, and here you are saying that it drove you crazy and you're not even going to do any decorating.
First of all, because I'm the one pulling everything down and taking it all the way back up to the attic. So,
hey, get your husband to do it.
Oh, call the whamulance. Call the whamulance.
Six lane backed up traffic. Horns are honking. Everything's getting hotter.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. We were talking about Halloween decorations. Chase and Kelsey go way over the top.
Love Halloween. Love decorating.
Every corner of the place has Halloween decorations on it. Mm-hmm. Every the pack away and the cleanup must be. Do you do the same thing at Christmas, Chase?
Yeah, we're same thing there.
Yeah, I'm big on that. I'm big on the Christmas. Not so big on the Halloween. Big on the Christmas. 8:43 now, and Wednesday means it's Wet Nose Wednesday. What you got, Annie?
Banjo is his name, and
I love
it
already.
Yeah, he's a sweet and playful dog. He's around 1 year old. He is a boxer, Bazinji, I don't know how to say that, mix. He's true to his breed, so he's super loving, playful, and a little bit shy. He came to them as an owner surrender because his owner could no longer care for him. And so he's looking for someone else to take him home and give him that love he so deserves. He is a little scared in the shelter, but he's warming up to his new environment. And if you want this lovable, playful, sweet, and shy Banjo baby, he might be a great match for you. He's at the Guilford County Animal Shelter. And as you know, you can get all the information by going to the website, 931wolfcountry.com.
See, had I known this dog's name was Banjo, I would have had this banjo music playing the entire time you were talking.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
It's never too late to hit Foggy Mountain Breakdown, period. All right? Go get Banjo.
New wolves everywhere.
Thomasville. King.
Franklinville.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.